Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back in Rutherford Issues on a Friday. That means Miss Carrie Boylan is in studio on a Friday, sunny. By the way, Carrie, son Carrie.
Sun, Carrie, sun.
Yeah, just introducing us all back to the sunshine.
Thank you.
We haven't seen it in a while.
I know. I stepped out of my house this morning and I went, yes, the sky was as blue as it had been the last time the sun was shining, which has been a while.
Remember when that was. Does that remind you of the cold, wet, gray skies? Does it remind you of the homeland?
This morning?
Not today. But
oh, no, today would remind me of the homeland.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Not the past few days?
Oh, the past few days, definitely. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And that tornado scared me. Thank you so much for responding to my Facebook request. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it very much.
That's what we do here.
I know. Good neighbor.
What about you? What have you got going on today?
So much going on. It's not
pilots and ducks and I never know about you, so just take it away.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited to have in the studio defenders of the Spartacus team from Central Magnet, Susan Cobb, and my guy Day Friday, Charlie Cobb, her husband, who had absolutely no idea that he was going to be the guy Day Friday. Charlie, step up to the mic and tell us about your story for the week. Go ahead. Well, we were talking about it earlier.
My story for the week has been somewhat uneventful, but we're here to promote the Super Trivia Bowl.
I know.
At Central Magnet School.
But you read another interesting story today you were telling me about in the news, some sort of pilot that
about
was in
Captain Sullinger.
Yeah, Captain Sully was in town recently.
Yes, he was at a fundraiser, and I heard that he was very interesting, very enlightening. Had a very good interview with him in the paper, and he's just a really neat story, and he seemed to be like a pretty neat guy, and I think they raised quite a bit of funds, so evidently he's not only an accomplished pilot, but he's a pretty good speaker and fundraiser.
Well, I heard that too. So speaking of pilots and so on and so forth, let me move it right along too. There are no words to introduce my dear friend on the other end of the studio, but I'm going to take a few minutes. I emailed this to Brian last night. Can I tell Brian that you were a former combat pilot for your intro tomorrow? I also have to post something on the British Voice too. I know you have a duck fetish, so bring one with you and a camera. Mine is on the fritz, so we can get a shot together. So anyway, Holly Hutchinson emailed me back. But do you know what I think is the neatest daggone thing of all?
What's that?
I could fly with you one day, because you're a pilot for Southwest Airlines, and I love that.
Yes, I am a pilot for Southwest. Well, it's going to be Southwest Airlines. I'm AirTran right now.
I know.
And I'll be Southwest 2015.
I know that we will fly together. I'll be a passenger.
You come and fly with me.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Fly anyway, the friendly skies.
I know. Thank you so much for coming in today, sweetie. Mm. We really do appreciate it. It's a lot to get in. You're a very interesting woman. But I'm going to ask Susan to talk about the Spartacus thing, because I know you are all about the high schools. You're in the schools and the middle schools and the elementary schools. You go in with your ducks and all of that good stuff. So, Susan, step up to the mic and tell us a little bit about Spartacus.
Well, good morning. Spartacus is a team of six that participated in the first annual Super Trivia Bowl at Central Magnet School last year. And Spartacus, we just had so much fun. And it's a night of good food and trivia, and it's competitive but fun, and there were
I'm sorry, did you say competitive?
Yes, it was a little competitive. There were teams that dressed up and cheered, and they weren't quite competitive as they needed to be because we took the trophy, but it was really a fun night.
And tell me, Team Spartacus, what is your strategy this year?
Well, our strategy is to stay hydrated. Get lots of sleep and just put our game face on, because there's really no way to study, because they do such a good job of having a wide variety of topics that everybody can have fun with. So we just bring friends and have an evening of
trivia,
yes, and good food, and it's really fun for everybody, whether you go to Central or not. It's just the community. You will see somebody you know and have a good time.
Aren't you having a silent auction? I mean, isn't this a fundraiser for the school?
Yes, it is. Okay. There is a silent auction, and they have really great things. I'm not even sure what's on the lineup this year.
Oh, Leanne, welcome to the studio. I understand you've recruited me and possibly Holly for your trivia team, Yard Sale Frog.
Yes, I hope we hop in and win this year.
I'm hoping that too, because you know I'm not competitive. I know.
But Smarticus is going to be a really hard team to beat. But about our big ticket item auctions, we've got three great items that we're auctioning off this year. And one is a progressive dinner around the world at three couples' homes. They're going to take 8 people and move them for a soup and salad, an entree, and a dessert. So we get to taste flavors of the world. We also have a private tour of Barrett Firearms Manufacturing, which is really an exclusive kind of deal.
What is that?
Ronnie Barrett, who owns the firearm manufacturing company here in Murfreesboro. His guns are in all of the military branches. Yes.
Well, I didn't know that. Yeah, so I'm standing here with my eyes wide open, and everyone's nodding.
Maybe you want to come bid on that package, because priceless.
You know I like to bid on packages. Right, Holly, remember, what did I do over at... Holly, let me tell you a little bit about Holly and I. We met 3 years ago, Brass for a Cause. Take it away. Holly, that's how we met. Brass for a Cause.
Well, actually, let's take it back to Penny's Closet for adoption of the ducks.
Oh, that's right.
That's also near and dear to my heart, for the Child Advocacy Center.
That's right.
And then we met again at Brass for a Cause, which is another great charity that is near and dear to my heart, with Penny Bolton, that they held at Maple Street Grill, where we met again this year.
And we said, that's it, that's enough. You've got to come on my show. You've got to bring your duck. You should see the studio. I mean, really, she's taken over. And out of the corner of my eye, as I'm talking to Susan and Charlie and Leanne, she's placing these ducks all over the place and taking photographs. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Holly, tell us a little bit more about what you're up to these days.
What am I up to these days? Well, I'm a major airline pilot for AirTran Airways. It's a great company to fly for. I also, I'm going to start to get ramped up for the Duck Derby that's going to be coming up in June, so getting ramped up for that. I do a lot of volunteering out at Barfield Elementary School with all the kids and the teachers out there. We have a great time. And it looks like the ducks are multiplying, so still into the duck collection. I have never bought a duck yet. I'm over 275 ducks, so call them my friends from around the world here.
I thought you said you'd bought me a duck.
I did. I have a very special duck for Carrie. Here we go. I really wish you guys could see this duck.
Don't. I can bring it up to the mic. What on earth is this thing?
We have a vibrating duck in the studio.
Oh, gosh. I guess. Thank you, Holly. You're welcome. Very much.
And then.
Oh, okay.
I have to give her.
Oh, how do you stop it? What else do we have?
That's Gene Simmons.
Oh my God, look at that tongue.
The tongue is nice, isn't it?
The tongue, let's just put it this way. Anybody that knows Gene Simmons knows he is famous for not only his music, but his tongue.
He is. He's very famous for that. So with a vibrating duck and Gene Simmons in the studio today.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were giving them to me.
Oh, no. I can't do that. Oh. I can only let you
touch the
vibrating duck. Hold the vibrating duck.
And look.
And admire Gene's tongue.
Thank you so much, Holly.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Now, let's get back to our Brass for a Cause. Don't you like my boots?
I love your boots. They are fabulous.
No, seriously. When I go out in the sunshine today, they glisten. They sparkle. And where do you think I got them from?
Penny's Closet?
Of course.
They're beautiful.
They are. And I think people need to go out there and get one of these calendars, because they're still up. She still has some calendars for sale.
She does. Penny's got some, there's some, I just saw the calendar, as a matter of fact. I'll be buying a Bras for a Cause calendar myself.
I almost bought you one, actually.
And some great friends of mine, Tim Karp and Alan Ford, actually, they came in second. Their Bras is on is January, as a matter of fact. They're right off the bat.
I know. Isn't it a fab? Please don't look at my private calendar. Oh, my God. Get that back.
Jean would like this calendar, so I'll be buying it for Jean.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I think Gene would definitely love this calendar because he was all about boobies. I'm assuming we're talking about the duck here.
Absolutely, the duck.
Okay, the duck.
Gene the duck, yes. I would hate to have his wife upset.
Oh, like she hasn't been upset before.
Well, true.
So the Duck Derby's coming up when?
It'll be coming up sometime in June. I've got to get the exact date. I do not have the exact date for that, but it'll be coming up sometime in June this year.
Okay, and what else would you like our listening audience to know about you that they might not know? I mean, I know you're an open book. You're standing there with your arms wide open saying, everybody knows everything about me.
What would you like to know? How about this? How about that my name is on the moon?
How come your name's on the moon?
Because my mom and dad used to work at Cape Kennedy back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
My mom stopped working. She was a secretary for all the unmanned launches. My dad was he worked on the electrical systems of a lot of the rockets. So when they had the big fireball on the Apollo on the launch pad, they shut everything down, NASA did. They sent everyone home. I was born, and then they had one more launch, and that was Neil Armstrong's launch.
I watched that as a very young child on one of those televisions that you wheeled into the gym and everybody sat around cross-legged and we watched him take that first step. What, did he scratch a bit of graffiti or something?
Well, no, my dad actually made sure that the pads on the on Neil's lunar module, when he landed on the moon, that all four pads had to be solid on the moon before the hatch would open. So everyone who worked on Neil's, on this launch, everyone who worked on the whole launch, they put their names and their family's names on a sheet of paper.
Uh-huh.
And they put it in a container, and they put it up there.
Wow! So is it floating around, or?
I have no idea. I'm sure that they somehow secured it to the moon. I don't know how they. I don't know how they've done this, but
that would be a great question in the CMS Trivia Bowl.
Okay. Oh, go for it, Leanne. Is anybody out there, Charlie?
Let me take some notes.
Let me take some notes.
So there you go. How's that?
I think that's pretty good. I've got one that I know a lot of people probably do know about you, but I didn't know that Holly, back in the day, did do some missions when she hunted drug runners off the coast of Puerto Rico and Honduras, and she also flew combat missions over Bosnia in 95 and 97. And I've just got this feeling that she was probably hand in hand with my brother, who was on the ground back then. And that was a very weird moment for us when we had our happy hour just recently. We were like, what? She was helping defend my brother, it was just a whole kind of cathartic moment. So you're a real special woman, Holly, and I'm really, really glad you came on today. And we still have 10 minutes to talk about trivia. So go ahead, Leanne, let's keep going. Holly, chip in, check and see if your schedule permits.
Come join us.
I would love to. I'll have to check my flight schedule. So if I can be there.
Well, our event is Saturday, January 26th from 6 to 9. We'd like to thank Maple Street Grill, who will be our caterers again this year. Tickets will go on sale. They are on sale right now. And through Tuesday, you need to come to Central Magnet School on Main Street to buy the tickets. Tickets are $150 for a table of six. That includes your meal and the opportunity to bid on those great prizes. And or you can buy an individual ticket and we will place you on a team. So if you're really good at trivia and you want to have a great time, we invite you out. This is going to be a community event. And all the funds are going to be used to support a new iPad lab at Central Magnet School. Susan?
It is really fun, and just remember, you will be at a table with six people, so there's no stress, no pressure. If you don't know the answers, chances are someone else at your table will. And if you don't have a team, you can come by yourself, buy a ticket. They will place you with some other fun people, and it's really a good, worthwhile event to come to. We hope you will all come and join us.
So, basically, I used to play Trivial Pursuit.
Ah.
Okay, and Holly and I were just sort of talking off mic because you guys were just discussing this, and it's like, it's just a trivial game, right?
It's just a trivial game.
Yeah, it's 10 rounds of 10 questions each.
Right, and where can we find out more information?
You can go to our Facebook page, or you can get the registration form on the Central Magnet homepage.
And how do I go sign up for Yard Sale Frog?
Just go to yardsalefrog.com, and you can join, like us on Facebook.
No, we're always going to like you on Facebook, because what do you do? I mean, come on, Leanne. I mean, you're like the yard sale queen of Murfreesboro. Tell us a little bit about yard sale, because it's kind of a unique...
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. I got a posting for a sale today, January 17th. That's why I say yard sale season in the South never ends. I've never had a month where I didn't have a posting, you know, so it goes on forever. So, Yard Sale Frog, you can post your sale, and a lot of people are in that New Year's purge, and we want to get rid of stuff, so go ahead and start packing it up and get your sale. I found if people put their sale online and they post it as a date, it sort of holds them to the commitment of, yes, I'm going to do it. So, I encourage people to get online, post. We also have an opportunity now on Yard Sale Frog. We are partnering with the Murfreesboro Post. So for only $10, you can get a print. You can get a print ad in the newspaper as well as an online ad, which gives you turn-by-turn directions to your location.
Well, that's so cool, Leanne. And apart from that, what else have you been up to? Have you been dancing lately? Have you been dancing?
Not dancing, but MTSU started back, so I'm hardcore in my yoga and Pilates.
I know, I need yoga so bad, because Holly, what are you and I doing tomorrow? And Melissa from the radio station, 9 o'clock.
I think I'm getting my groove on at Zoomathon with a little project help.
That's right. Tomorrow, this time tomorrow, we will be one big sweaty mess, because it will be 5 minutes to the end of the 2 hour Zoomathon.
So if you guys want to come out and get quacky with me.
Oh, God. That would be brilliant.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. It really would. It's
Froggy with me.
And we can shake our tail feathers.
That is something all people in Zumba do, is we shake our tail feathers. There is no doubt about it. It is going to be a fun time. We've sold quite a few advance tickets in, and they are still available online. Zumbathon for Project Help. You can go to Facebook. Holly has signed up. I actually Facebooked her and asked her to bring her money, and she... What did you say to me, Holly?
I said, Carrie, I have already signed up online, paid my fee. I'm good to go.
I fell over because that was a commitment. Holly never makes commitments, do you, Holly? Do you ever make commitments, Holly?
When I do make commitments, I stand by my commitments.
I know you do, darling.
Absolutely.
I just can't wait. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, Dance Murfreesboro, please show on up at the door. We'll take your $20, and 100% of the proceeds goes to, where do you think, Brian?
Where do I think?
Yeah, where do you think 100% of the proceeds are going?
In your pocket, right? No.
No. Not even close.
Project Help.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's my understanding that WGNS is going to be part of the team Project Helping for the Special Kids Race, but that's a story for another day.
Are you going to wear that thing that's around your neck tomorrow when you
Zumba? Oh, you know what this thing is?
No, not that one. The other one.
Oh,
the furry thing.
Oh,
looks like an animal.
Oh, well, it's not an animal. Let's just get that straight. And number two, I'm wearing, for all you Harry Potter fans out there, I think it's called the Golden Snitch. I call it a fob watch with wings.
Hmm. Yeah, now the duck looks better now.
It's Holly going crazy in the studio.
Well, the duck, that really helps. The accessories. So...
I apologize to our listening audience. We need to be more descriptive. I'd like Charlie to step up to the mic, and at least I'd like to say thank you so much for being my unexpected Guy Day Friday.
Well, you're welcome. I wasn't really prepared to carry this responsibility, but I believe I can handle it.
You're a great sub, so I can call you anytime if I don't have a guy here on a Friday.
Anytime you have to clear it with my agent here. She takes care of all of my personal appearances. And
at least now you know why I leave the studio. Just saying.
Can't blame you there.
He does not want to be my Guy Day Friday at all. He just bolts. Leaves me to it.
Well, worst case scenario, you can shut the door. You can, these are pretty big posts here. You could tie them to it.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, if you really get in a bind, if I'm not available, I understand.
I appreciate that. And, of course, Holly is probably going to be flying some sky somewhere. Where do you fly? Tell people where you fly to.
Where do I fly to?
You fly out of Atlanta, and you fly where?
I fly out of Atlanta all the way up to the northeast coast, as far northeast as Portland, Maine, New York City, Philadelphia, as far up to the Midwest, as far as to Milwaukee, Minneapolis, far south, Tampa, all over Florida, Tampa, Florida. I'll give a shout-out to Fort Myers. And then as far west in my airplane is San Antonio and Dallas. My airplane is it's a Boeing 717 is what I fly. We carry 117 passengers.
She got really serious.
I did. Now you're talking my turkey here, you know. We're getting a little ducky with it right now. So.
We are indeed.
Yeah, so
I
here
bet
we go.
I bet those folks in New York really love to hear you come over, in the cabin and tell everyone to have a safe flight.
They do. They say I have an accent, but they have an accent. An accent. This is how we sound, right?
That's right.
You know how we want to give a shout-out to our friends, okay? I have shout-outs all over the place, just like you. I have a very big shout-out for my friend up in Minneapolis who's listening right now. I know I have an Australian friend somewhere out there who occasionally can tune in, don't you?
I do. I have a couple Australian friends out there who will be listening to this later on. I want to give a big shout-out to Colin Wardrop and to Gabby Mitchell. Colin lives in Melbourne, and Gabby lives in Adelaide.
Well, you know, one of the other things that I really love is the fact that you have folks that have actually flown on your plane that are friends of yours, right? Has Susie?
No, none of my friends have flown on my plane
yet.
Not yet, but, you know, what I probably need to do is just maybe have AirTran charter me a friends and family flight. And
let's pay money. Let's do a fundraiser. Let's do a fundraiser, Brian.
And let's pick a great place to go.
I think so. Hey, we can make it happen, right?
Well, sounds like you've already got plans in the... Just meet in the boardroom.
We will.
Let's see what happens.
We will.
Carrie, thanks.
Oh, I've got to thank all my guests. Amazing. What can I say? Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Leanne. And, of course, the infamous Holly Hutchinson. Thanks for stopping by with your ducks.
Infamous. Wow.
She's infamous.
Well, if you missed part of the show, you can catch up with it on our podcast, WGNSradio.com. Just look under Rutherford Issues. Back to wrap it all up after this.
We're the station that focuses on things on your mind, WGNS. And this is Rutherford Issues.